one of the biggest things that I can always like remember is just my my math teacher from essentially all of my high school. She was just there the whole time. And so what happened was that it was only 8 kids of us, and I guess I should give a little bit of background in what school we were going to. And so this is DSST in Denver, Colorado, and so it's like a charter school, but each school has like its own little campus with only like a maximum of like 400 kids in the like in the 4 classes of high school. So our whole grade was like 100 people, and coming into high school, we were already kind of like in math honors, and so they were going to move us to the next math class right away in sophomore year, and which is pre-calc. And so I remember that teacher just came up to me and she was like, "Hey, you're one of the students that got recommended, but I don't know if I should like trust you yet, you know?" So, and I got kind of confused. I was like, "I did pretty good in math. Like, why are you not going to accept me?" I thought, you know? And so I guess they were looking at 20 kids to move up the scale. And in essence, they were looking at like test scores and all this like basic how good your grades were and stuff like that. And I actually sat down with her because she came in for like to interview each person separately for 5 minutes, and she just started talking to me about, "Oh, what would you want to do this? Like, are you motivated enough to actually do the next level math and stuff?" It was not a big deal, I was like thinking, but at the moment it felt really big, and so I decided to like say like, "Oh, I'm like a really good student," kind of the typical thing that would make you sound good. But she's like, "Okay." And then she's like, "What else do you want to tell me?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "No, tell me about you." And so I guess like at the moment I didn't realize it, but she was actually looking for the person that was a little bit different, a little bit in as someone who was gonna be just changing the math class in a different way. Because I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't the smartest kid. I wasn't the one like top in the class. Like if we were gonna go based off grades, I wasn't gonna get accepted. But I think we just went into like this whole like paradigm is like, oh, like who we are as who I was as a person, what I wanted to do. And I think that like kind of like convinced her to like kind of choose me. And so sophomore year rolls around and bam, I'm in the class, and she like chooses me as an advisee. And we developed this like one-on-one relationship where we got like, she would just be like, "Hey, you guys," as a whole advisory group, we were like 8 kids, she'd be like, "You guys want to go eat McDonald's? Like, let me go bring some." And we would all do like this little family type of thing. And so it was like really, really cool. And so as like the 8 kids, we progressed like as only our 8 selves. And so we became like a little family, and we would do like Friendsgiving and stuff like that. So it was really cool. But one of the major things that I think about like now, and I kind of regret, is like some kids weren't given this opportunity. You know what I mean? Like I had that one-on-one connection with the teacher, that she, you know, she guided me through like the college essays and stuff like that. She also, did all these like things of not just being of like, "Oh, let's do our grades good, do good on the test and stuff," but also like being like pretty good mentally and have fun, I guess, in class. And so then I looked around me, and some kids that were like supposed to be in that class, they kind of like drifted off, and they didn't end up doing the same thing. I know some of them, like they didn't go on to go to college. What they ended up doing was like technical school for like automotive technical things and stuff like that, even though I saw great potential in them as well. And so I think like one thing that my school did great for me was that give me that opportunity. But honestly, it should have been like everyone should have felt that same thing with another person, even if it wasn't the same teacher. And I'm not gonna lie, I feel super grateful for that. And because like I've said, like it was like a little bit of moment in like senior year where I wasn't thinking of like all doing college anymore and stuff like that, even though I was decent, not a bad student. But you know, having that one-on-one connection with her, she kind of just, you know, kind of forced me into it. And with my dad, we were just like, "Okay, let's get into it," and bam, here we are at Harvard. And so I think if I could say this, like one thing I would change in the educational system is try to find helping students get one single mentor for like a full-on like high school career. Because yeah, you meet a lot of teachers, you meet a lot of other students and stuff, especially like at big schools. And I know it might not be possible in some way, but I think that if they're given that opportunity to just become a little bit closer and be like a family to like the teacher that's there, it takes off exponentially as soon as they reach like sophomore years, junior year, and then finally senior year. And then as soon as they come out of high school, they only got greatness to reach.